Welcome to Friday, everybody. Yes, indeed, it is a Friday. It will be Friday all day long, so fear not. The weekend is right around the corner. So yesterday, I get home after a long, hard, busy day of doing the radio and doing a little bit of traveling and so forth, and the missus goes, "Hey, by the way, we need a couple things from the store." Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem.
So no. Yes, dear.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Well, here's the thing. It's being the end of the school year, making some goodies for other, you know, teacher friends and so forth. And when the missus is baking, there's a real good chance daddy's going to get a little something, you know, lick the beaters or, you know, some crumbs or something, you know. So it's to my advantage to haul my fat butt back to the grocery. So anyway, I go to the grocery store and I'm getting a few things. And I pass this little kid in the cart with his mom. And you could tell this little boy, I don't know how old, 5 at the most, he had been busy all day long because he was dirty. His face was dirty. His clothes were dirty. And he didn't look disheveled. He just looked like, hey, man, I've been a kid all day. I've been busy.
Been hard at play.
Exactly. He's a hardworking young man. He does what a young boy does. So as I pass, he looks at you and goes, hey. And I looked at his smile and said, hey, how you doing? He goes, I have underwear.
Oh, yeah. And you looked at him and said, I don't.
No. I looked at him. I said, good for you, young man. Good for you. And his mom looked mortified. She said, well, see, we're training him, and this is like the first. And you know what I wanted to say was, lady, men understand this thing, okay? We don't need you to explain. I got it. Man said he got underwear. He is proud. I understand. I understand.
Did you ask him if it was Superman or Spider-Man underwear or tidy whiteys?
No, because that goes into the whole realm of being a creeper. At that point, really? What kind of underwear
boxers
do you have?
Briefs?
Yeah. Is Michael Jordan making any money off of you?
Yeah.
I have underwear. I was very, very.
Yes, the adult, older white man cannot ask about the juvenile's underwear.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
That's just one of those creeper things. Like, what do you mean I'm in handcuffs? All right, so it just, you know, just kind of reminded me of kids, you know? All right, so speaking of that, the question of the day is this. Do you find it difficult to find good quality programming to watch with your children? One of the things that we do at the house is occasionally, not all the time, but occasionally, we will eat dinner in front of the television. I know you're not supposed to do that. I know it's not good for you. Blah, 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 blah.
No, that's fine. I mean, really.
But we do it.
But they're parked in front of SpongeBob 4 or 5 nights a week, and no one's doing anything. That's the problem.
So we occasionally will watch, and one of the things that we like to watch, and I know this may sound corny, but we enjoy watching the Bill Cosby program. The old Bill Cosby show. You've seen it, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we were watching for a while Family Feud. You know Family Feud, right?
Hosted by Steve Harvey, I believe, right?
Steve Harvey. Now, I remember Family Feud being a family-oriented show.
Well, I don't know. There were some double entendres back in the day, and Richard Dawson, of course, like kissing all the women.
No, no. In the new version of the show, everything has hidden meaning. There's innuendo in everything on that show.
Well, and this is the thing. We were watching, and there was a couple questions that were like, never mind, sweetie, we don't, you know, and we could gloss over it. Well, listen to this.
Only one strike. Tell me something that might be fully loaded.
Myself?
Okay, so maybe he thinks he's drunk, right?
What do you mean by that more specific?
Oh, okay. I guess my man region there. I don't know what else to say.
What?
Okay, so now at that point, how am I supposed to? I'm watching this program with my 10-year-old daughter, and it's like, no, this is inappropriate. It's inappropriate for young children. Now, you know, adults watching it, that's funny. That's kind of a funny, awkward circumstance, and I don't have a problem with it. But it's not a family program.
Well, you could go to some of the retro channels and turn her on to all of the classic stuff that we grew up with.
And
Gilligan's Island, the Brady Bunch, all those shows are available now.
And that
Green Acres.
And some of the, and that's what I was saying, the Cosby Show is a very good program. She loves it. Matter of fact, she asked us to DVR it so that we have a supply of them to watch. She loves it. And I have no problem with my kid watching good programming. Not at all. Especially when we watch it together and then discuss the issue.
She'd probably be into Mr. Ed, right? A talking horse. Which would be kind of weird that everything is in black and white.
What happened to the world, yeah, Daddy?
I mean, Disney has Dog with a Blog. So we've got a talking dog now.
So Dog with a Blog. Dog with a Blog is a cheesy program, but occasionally it's pretty good.
I mean,
we've watched Dog with a Blog.
For kids, there's nothing objectionable there. Yeah. It's the Cosby Show without Bill Cosby.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Plus, the dog is funny sometimes. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Good grief, I like Dog with a Blog.
Some international news. French President Francois Hollande. Thank you. He's going to host two dinners tomorrow night. The first one for President Obama, followed by one for Vladimir Putin. Ooh. Yep, Hollande was pretty worried about keeping them separate. Then his girlfriend and his mistress were like, well, you'll figure it out. It's a... Some more political news. A Republican candidate for Congress in Arizona, who is white, recently changed his name to Cesar Chavez to appeal to Latino voters. Well, it really backfired when Arizona's governor immediately deported him. It's like it was just a tricky business over there. But he changed his name to appeal to minorities, or as a former NBA owner put it, hi there, Donald Washington Carver. Nice to meet you. Pleasure to meet you. Hi. Donald Washington Carver. Hey, guys, I read that the standardized test to get into medical school, called the MCAT, will get a lot harder next year. Students said, how hard will it be? While patients said, how easy is it now?
Yeah, here comes your baby. I'm sorry, that's your heart? Okay, you're not... Apologize for that. You're not even pregnant. I'm sorry, I had to take your heart out. Do you want to know... Hey, you ever play Flappy Bird? That's a fun game.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on WSAU.